Rockfish swim in deep waters off Alaska, and when they're caught and brought to the surface, the pressure changes can cause incredible trauma. But a recently completed study from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game shows the fish have an amazing ability to recover if they're released back down at depth. Sam Hulkhalter is an ADF&G fishery biologist who worked on the study. He says 98% of the fish in the study survived when they were released at depth.
It's hard to imagine your stomach hanging out of your mouth and then being sent back down to the pressure that you're captured at and to have all of that reversed. Your eyes go back in. I mean, we know the optic nerve is stretched. All the musculature around the eyes is stretched. And their swim bladders can fully rupture. And it's just really astonishing to think that the vast majority of these fish are able to fully recover.
Only 22% of the rockfish survived when they were released at the surface. Hulkhalter says one of every two rockfish caught by sports anglers statewide are released, and he hopes this new information will help convince anglers to return those fish to the depth of capture.
It has the potential to dramatically reduce the number of rockfish that are removed from the fishery. I use the word removed because if a fish is released back into the water and it subsequently dies, it's not technically harvested, but it is removed from the population.
More and more rockfish are caught and harvested in recreational fisheries in Alaska each year. But Hulkhalter says not much is known about the state's rockfish populations. But biologists do know the fish live a very long time, up to 150 years. That makes them susceptible to overharvest. Hulkhalter says they're also late to reach sexual maturity.
So for yellow eye, I think the age of first sexual maturity can be anywhere from 15 to 25 years old. So that has important implications for when they're harvested, because many of these fish are caught and can be harvested before they even have the opportunity to reproduce one time.
Hulkhalter says there are commercial tools available to release fish at depth. He says homemade versions work too.